All right, Proverbs 14 in your Bibles. Proverbs 14, as we finish the third part that I have been talking to you about the dangers of evil reports. And we have been using Old Testament literature, the Old Testament, to develop the five stages of the destructive cycle of evil reports. This is, of course, in keeping with our 2018 theme, and this will finish the short series on managing our conversation, being faithful stewards and managing our conversation of what or how we use our tongue or what we say. I dealt with last week getting caught unawares of an incoming evil report. There's an innocence about it, but if we're not careful, it will go further than just getting caught. We could become compliant to the evil report. By that, I mean that you could believe the rumor, or you could believe the evil report. It could even be the truth. But it's a truth that you didn't need to know. And then becoming contaminated was the third thing that I spoke of by the evil report. I don't want to speak to this matter of being controlled by the evil report. You see, it's easy for us to believe negative news. It's almost impossible not to. We are bent to give an ear to it. We like it. There's something about our flesh that likes it. And being controlled by what we have just heard, a negative, or the news that we just heard, or the corrupt communication that we just heard, or the evil report, or the gossip, and any other term that we want to put with it, we get caught up. If it's told about someone that we love, we feel like that we have to come to their defense. We pick up their offense if we're not careful. All kinds of things happen in our minds when we hear an evil report, proving we have been exposed to the disease. And now that we've been exposed, we're infected, so to speak, by it. Some scriptures that tell us and help us see that corrupt communication is really dangerous begins in our text. Notice what it says. The simplest believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. If you're going to play the part of a simpleton, that word is used also to describe the different kinds of fools in the book of Proverbs. If you're going to be one that believes every word, it's foolish to do that. We have to be cautious about it. The word simple is the word pithy. And it means someone who is easily seduced. And you do not want to be that way. You want to be a step ahead. You want to be more mature than that. Proverbs 16, would you turn there with me? And we'll use our Bibles here a little bit this evening. Turn with me to Proverbs 16, verse 28. Notice what the Bible says. A froward man, by the way, a froward man is one who is a man who twist or perverts the truth. A froward man soweth strife. He's putting a spin on it. He's perverting it. He's twisting it just some way. He's coloring it. He's shading it. He's not telling you everything, or he's not telling you everything in the context. That's a perverted man. If we're not going to give all the facts, look what else the rest of the verse says. And a whisper separateth chief friends. And we dealt with that verse last week. And a chief friend is a close friend. And how often we watch our friendships and our relationships with people that we need so desperately in our life destroyed because of evil reports. These are the people that God puts into our lives on purpose. And if we're going to destroy that relationship because we're going to believe every word and we're going to be a simpleton, you have to be careful not to. Turn with me to Proverbs 17. Let me show you another one of these verses. Look at verse 4. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Think about that. These are strong verses. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips. So if we're going to believe someone's falsehoods, then we have joined in. We're now controlled. This is what this whole point is about. These are verses that are case in point, verses that prove that we have to be so careful. Look at verse 9 of chapter 17. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth chief friends. May I remind you that I began this entire sermon Sunday morning a week ago saying that this is an area in my own life that I need help with. None of us are free from this. Every one of us are suspect to it. Every one of us can get caught up in the cobweb of it. Turn with me to chapter 26 of Proverbs and see with me some more wisdom from Solomon beginning in verse 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. In other words, the contention and the strife stops, just like if you stop putting wood on a fire. As coals, look at verse 21. As coals are to burning and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. Notice it there in your Bibles. And they go down into the innermost part of the belly. So that brings me to helping you with some practical things this evening. I want you to see some of the symptoms of being poisoned by evil reports. How would you know if you've been poisoned? And what are some symptoms? Let me give them to you, and I hope you would write them down. Number one, believing the evil report is true. Had the children of Israel believed that the 10 spies' evil report, which was the truth, they told the truth. There's giants in the land. They're bigger than we are. We are as grasshoppers in our own sight, much less their sight. They'll kill us. There's no way we can go into Canaan. There's no way we can defeat those people. They have fenced cities. There's no way we can do it. Only two men, Caleb and Joshua, said, let's go take the land. So everything they said about the land was true. But the Bible called it, if you remember last week, the Bible called the 10 spies report an evil report, even though it was all true. If you believe an evil report, then the poison has set into your own mind and heart. And that causes you to do a second thing. You'll formulate negative opinions from those evil reports. And not only will you have a negative opinion about the evil reports, but coming right behind that is now you're going to think negative about the people involved in the evil reports. Now all of a sudden you're caught up in the cobweb of it. And then it's natural for you to give your opinion. Can I call it this? Judging on the basis of the evil report. Well, I don't believe that that is right. And all of a sudden you've got your opinion and your judgment now on something that could be true, but you're caught up in it. Could be false, and you're caught up in it. It could be against a friend, so now you've taken up their offense. May I remind you, even in the garden, when Peter cut the ear off of Malchus, Jesus picked it up out of the dirt and put it back on the bond slave and rebuked Peter and told him to put up his sword. It wasn't Peter's response to come to the defense of Jesus or be offended or pick up Jesus' offense. And we so quickly do it, especially among family member and friends. And then there is a withdrawing or a backing away from that person. All of a sudden, there's a wall between you and the person that you need to be communicating with. Perhaps it's someone that you work with every day. You can't have a wall between you. You've got to be able to communicate and communicate freely. But now your mind has been poisoned and you're tainted now toward that person. Now you're not going to give that person, you're in judgment of the whole situation. And you'll find yourself pulling back. You'll find yourself withdrawing. People withdraw from the very people they need in their life. And then there's number six. You finally repeat it. You tell it to others. Now you're caught up in the vicious cycle of it. So being unaware of an incoming corrupt communication, there's some ignorance to that, yet it still is destructive. And when we're exposed to that corrupt communication, it tempts one to stay in the know, to want to know more of the juicy gossip. Being contaminated or defiled by the corrupt communication causes you to be controlled by it instead of the Spirit of God. And here's what happens. You come full circle to the fifth one, and that is you become a carrier of the evil report yourself. And when you become a carrier, after you've gone through all those first four stages, number five is becoming a carrier. We are now infected and are being mentally and emotionally controlled by the corrupt communication and the destructive spirit, even against the originator of it. What does God say to the Old Testament saints? And He says the same thing to us. Let me remind you, in Leviticus 19:16, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. I am the Lord. What does the New Testament tell us? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying. May everything we say build someone up, not tear someone down. That it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. We like as Baptists to use that verse to talk about our eternal security. But in the context, Christians grieve the Holy Spirit when corrupt communication proceeds out of their mouth. Destruction surely comes. Destruction becomes the end result. And the devil wins a victory as he destroys needed relationships, family members, friends, people that you work with, people that you worship with. People you desperately need in your life, your workmates, your schoolmates, your teammates, your neighbors. So what is the conclusion of all of this? Well, let's review this vicious cycle one more time. The first one was getting caught unawares of an incoming report. The second is being compliant or believing the evil report. The third is becoming contaminated by the evil report. The fourth one was being controlled by the evil report. And the fifth one is becoming a carrier of the evil report. We must ask ourselves some serious questions that will help us understand, do we have the symptoms? Are we in this vicious cycle? Could we be part and party to the problem? Should not we cleanse our minds from it? Should not we cleanse our hearts from it? Should not we cleanse our lips from it? Should not we clear our conscience? We should. So, what are the symptoms of this disease? When we develop anger and bitterness, even though we're not directly offended. This is so easy. I dealt with this a little bit this morning. But when we become so angry, controlled, when we become so bitter, even though we're not even involved in the offense or in the sin or in the evil report, it's our reaction to it. We feel like we have to tell someone what they need to know. Having evil reports and corrupt communication turn our hearts away from those that God has put into our lives is from Satan and from the devil. It destroys wholesome relationships. Chief friends are destroyed because of it, close friends. Number two, we set ourselves up as being right and recruit others to our side. We can become very convincing. We're hurt. Look at Proverbs 16 again. Would you look at these two verses that we didn't see? Look at verse 27. The ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisper separateth chief friends. We search out. We got to put our nose in it. I often, when asking questions about some things, I often say, this is none of my business and you don't have to answer me. And then I would give my question because I don't want them to feel obligated that I'm trying to pull information from them. But that it usually it's predicated that they have been sharing with me what God had been doing in their heart or in their life, what God had been doing, the blessings. But I don't want to put my nose too deep in it. I want them to tell me what they want me to know, so I give them a qualifier. It's wise to do. And then there's number four, the fourth symptom. When we believe such searching and spreading gossip is God's will, we feel as though we have a gift to tell everybody's business to everyone else. And we think because we knew first that we are very spiritual people. This is how it all works. This kind of garbage that goes on in our life, you know what it does to the unsaved people that's looking in? If that's what Christianity is all about, I don't want anything to do with it. Caught up in gossip, caught up in being negative, caught up in evil reports, sharing information they don't even know is true. So here we are as Christians, being such horrible examples to those who are not saved yet, that they do not want to get in the family of God because of our activity. We've got caught up in this cycle. If we're going to be a wise steward of our communications, we got to deal with all aspects of it. And I want to make you think through things. And that's why I'm preaching this message. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 5 and 8 says, I speak to your shame. This is what Paul is saying to the church at Corinth. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? He asked. No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren, you're defrauding one another. You're treating each other wrong. That's what he was saying. So how do we cleanse our minds? Pastor, you know, I'm afraid that if I tell the truth about this whole thing in my own mind, I'm guilty of some of these symptoms and I've not always done the right thing. So how do I cleanse my mind? That's a fair question. Number one, ask God to clean your mind up. Ask Him to stop your ears from listening. Have the courage to tell others, I do not want to hear what you're saying. You're telling the wrong person. Pray that God would give you a genuine love for those people. Not that your heart would be turned from them and you would be guilty of judging them as they have been guilty of perhaps judging others. You don't want to become guilty of their sin. And you could go through a checklist in your mind by asking and being honest with yourself. Have I accepted an evil report or corrupt communication as true without checking out the facts? Remember, the simple believeth every word. Have I been a simpleton in this matter? Secondly, we can ask this question. Has the evil report or corrupt communication affected how I feel toward the people that's been talked about? Be honest with yourself. There are kids in our school that will not sit at tables with other kids. And it may not be because of the wrong reason. It's because of the evil reports. You see, these truths need to be developed by moms and dads so that you will not teach your children to be simpletons. That they will be more mature than that because they will see your maturity and how you deal with it in your life. Peter said it this way, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. It's easy to criticize. There's a lot to criticize here. We're all human. You can criticize our school teachers. You can criticize our staff. You can criticize the pastoral staff. You could. There's lots of things you can criticize us for, and criticism would even be correct. But the fact that you have fire in your eyes, and you've got anger in your voice, and you're mad and you're upset, prove to me you have a greater problem than the average person in this church. Because you're so obsessed and controlled by it, and you're going to rush in where angels fear to trod, and you're going to make a fool of yourself. That's what happens. And when you have an urge, or the urge, to tell others, you better clean your mind up. You better determine, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. You better understand what Solomon is saying. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. Chapter 17, verse 9 says. So here's a fair question. How do I know my heart's clean about it? That's a fair question. It's a good question. Here's how you would know. When you finally lose the urge to tell someone else the negative news, you just lose the urge. You're above that now. You're not going to be spreading it. You're not going to get on the phone and talk about it. You're not going to get on Facebook and post about it. When I grieve over the fact, secondly, that an evil report was even given, it ought to grieve our heart. It shouldn't excite us. It shouldn't drive us to tell others and find more news. Number three, when I have a love for all the people involved, we should genuinely love them. People are going to disappoint you. You will be a disappointment to others. How do you want to be treated in that disappointment? Could it be that you might be misunderstood in that disappointment? That you could correct and fix it? Of course. Number four, when I am prompt to examine my own life for failures, you should be concerned for your life. So when someone approaches me and they're a carrier of an evil report, what should I do with that information? What should I do? I would stop the conversation. I would turn them back to the one that they were talking about. I would do all I can to clear my conscience. I would want to obey God. I would want to pray for faith and wisdom and strength. And I would want to share my concerns without condemning them, drawing them out and talking to them personally about it. Speak the truth in love, just as Ephesians 4 says, but speaking the truth in love, we grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Not only obey God as he directs you, but obey God as he directs you to contact the person involved. Maybe you need to put a stop to it. Maybe you need to follow Matthew 18 or Galatians 6:1. I just preached on how to restore a fallen church member. We've gone over those verses many times. And Matthew 18 is probably the most disobeyed passage of Scripture in all the New Testament for all of us in this room. Obey God as he directs you to get out of the tangled cobweb. Pray for them. Pray for yourself. Stay away from them. If they cannot, if they're going to continue, then separate yourself from them. This is what we saw last week. This will keep us from that vicious cycle. This will help us break that cycle. You see, the dangers of evil reports is that it shows that we are not faithful stewards when it comes to our communications, when it comes to using our tongues and our lips and our mouth. And we have to be willing to take it on the chin. We have to be willing to be a mature Christian. We have to be willing to say, God, you're speaking to me about this. I need to be sure I do not get caught up in it. Because I'm going to tell you, the best of Christian leaders get caught up in it. And all of us are leaders. How you talk, how you speak, what you say, why you say it. I dealt with all that last week. As we connect all the dots to these strong, strong reminders about evil reports, may we go away from this part of this series of being faithful to our speech and being faithful steward to what we say. May we go away, not feel full of self and wanting attention for us. Not feel full of self and vainglory. But rather filled with the Spirit. That life doesn't surround and circle around you. The world doesn't circle around you. But you are part of it. And you can be a great contributor by being a faithful steward of how you communicate with one another. Would you stand with me, please?